3 points. That's what we set out to achieve through pre-season, is to start well. And I thought first half we were outstanding. The second half we created our own problems by dropping very deep. And I'll just, you know, speaking to the players, they had nothing to lose. I thought we had totally outplayed them first half. So they had nothing to lose. They're going to throw things at you. And they got the ball from back to front fairly quickly. And their two midfielders dropped really, really deep. But you're not going to... I think people have got to realise now, you know, that when they're watching, we cannot monopolise a game for 93, 94 minutes. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in any level of football. There's always a period of the game where you're going to come under the cosh. And yes, we came under the cosh a little bit today and we changed the formation, but, you know, they had nothing to lose. They just threw it up front and tried to battle for it. But I thought we just defended very, very well, and I thought we were well worth the 3 points.
And overall, you look at the chances you made, you had plenty of chances, you've restricted them, really, they've not really had anything, they'd possibly won in the first half, nothing really, and you played some good stuff at times.
You've said it. We limited them to, I think, one chance. If you can limit a team to one chance in a game, then or one good, real clear-cut chance, then you do all right. I mean, we counted up our chances there, just talking to the players, and I think there were 5 or 6 chances, you know, where Miles has come on and hit the post or crossbar or whatever it was. Kieran's had one cleared off the line. Mark Newsham's had one cleared off the line. You know, we've had plenty of... Semps has had a couple. You know, we've had plenty of chances. And I said, if we were sat here now and that had been 0-0 and we hadn't created any chances, then we'd be scratching our heads a little bit. But there's plenty to work on, but there's plenty to be happy about.
I'm pleased with the new players today.
Yeah, they've slipped straight in without, you know, I don't think you'd have sat there and been able to pick out anybody that's not been here for over a year. You know, it's, you know, they were nice and bright, and that goes for all of them. You know, there's people moaning about keeping the ball out in the corners. That's about being professional. They've got to realise.
That's what you do later on,
isn't it? Of course it is. You know, there's people shouting on, don't pay money to watch that. Then you make your choices, you pay your money, you're allowed to say what you say. But if you're not happy, then, you know, that's fine. I don't understand that sometimes. You know, the players have tried really, really hard there to win the game of football. If with 30 seconds, a minute to go, they're keeping the ball in the corner, I call that professionalism and good tactical nous. You know, trying to sling it in the box when they got 4 or 5 defenders in and we've got one in there, you know, and they break and score on us, I think they'd be saying, well, why don't you keep it in the corner? So you can't win. You can't do right for doing wrong sometimes, but on the whole, pleased with the lads and how they did.
Quick turnaround now, game on Monday night away.
Yep. Come thick and fast. I've never been able to work that out, and all the time I've been in football, that's yeah, they chuck games at you thick and fast. But I'm 100% certain that I'd rather go there after winning today and getting 3 points and going to Hinkley than having to chase a 3-point win on Monday. So we'll go buoyant, and we'll look to repeat the performance of first half today.